change here for stations to Queen's Bay and Gourock and the bus link to Glasgow Airport. Please mind the gap when alighting from this train.
11 kilometres east of Glasgow, the abandoned Victorian-era sewing mills mark the arrival into the small working-class town of Paisley. Paisley is a key battleground in the general election. Recent polls have predicted a staggering defeat for Douglas Alexander, the area's Labour MP for 18 years and Shadow Foreign Secretary. At the local Labour campaign headquarters, volunteers frantically stuff envelopes in a last-minute drive to fish for votes. A few days ago, a poll forecast the Scottish National Party winning every single seat in Scotland. Local campaign manager Evan Williams is trying to keep in good spirits.
Polls are tough, but that's the nature of a democracy, is that you don't always win, you know? So I'm sanguine about it. I think Douglas is a great MP. I think it would be really a tragedy for the area if he were to lose, but I don't think he is going to, you know? And we have another week to work, and we'll keep working right up until, you know, polls close at 10 o'clock next Thursday.
The challenger from the Scottish National Party is local 20-year-old politics student Mary Black. If elected, she will become the youngest MP in Britain since 1667, having barely finished her university degree. Local SNP councillor Brian Lawson thinks that her age might work to her advantage.
Yes, it's an issue. I don't think you can run away from it. You're talking about someone who's 20 and against the shadow foreign secretary. But by the same time, there's I've only known Mary but just over a year or so, that there's a refreshing sort of talent that she brings to it. And I think you've got to remember that, you know, Westminster for a very long time has been men in grey suits.
There is a popular mood around the country that the traditional political parties are not willing or able to defend Scottish interests in Westminster. This, coupled with widespread rejection of the economics of austerity, has led many to abandon the Labour movement and embrace Scottish nationalism.
Having completely blown the start, up into a challenging third now.
In one of Paisley's numerous betting shops, the results seem conclusive.
So, if I put £5 on the SNP candidate of this constituency to win, how much do I get?
You would get £6.66.
All right, and if I put £5 on the Labour candidate?
£16.25.
Right, thank you.
Amongst drinkers at the Bull Inn, it's difficult to find anyone not voting for the Scottish National Party, whose membership surged after last year's referendum on independence. Scotland ultimately voted to stay in the United Kingdom, but Labour's decision to campaign against independence, alongside the deeply unpopular Conservatives, cost them many supporters. Amanda used to vote Labour, but their attitude towards Scottish independence changed her mind.
It was a scare tactic that they tried to use, and you know Scottish people, we don't respond very well to that. And then I think, if nothing else, that just opened up our eyes to the larger issues. And you think, well, if they're lying to us and trying to scare us about that, what else are they doing?
With so many likely to vote for the SNP in massive numbers, how long will it be before Scotland chooses to go its own way?
I want independence, but I genuinely don't think it would be fair if we had another referendum for at least 10 years. Because as much as it kills me, we did vote no, and we have to respect that for at least a time.
With up to a third of voters still undecided, the battle for the election, and quite possibly the United Kingdom itself, continues. Andrew Connolly, RFI, Glasgow.